Would you like to tell the story that you mentioned before we turned on the tape about the student at the Academy of Charlemont?
Okay. I had been describing my experience in the war, and it was all obviously where we served, it was all with Germans. And I was at that time not very reconstructed. I was much more like I had been during the war than I am now.
What does that mean?
I was very harsh. I didn't and I didn't make any bones about it. I just didn't like what the Germans had done. And a lot of it, killing all those Jews and Poles and the Ukrainians, and that was not fighting a war, and I really despised them for that. And it came out, I think, pretty clear. And then she was a girl then, now I guess she would be called a young woman. She was probably 16. And she asked me with this German accent how I felt about Germans now, at that time. And I'm not sure how I responded, but I think I tried to, make it a little more mellow, if that's the word. And that was the end of it. But when I went home, I was not happy with the way I had responded to her. And so I wrote a letter clarifying how I had felt and how I had, her question had made me think about this, and that I had somehow better, would be better off modifying my my attitude, etc. And I sent this letter addressed to her, but in an open envelope, to the teacher, and said, if you approve of this letter, I would appreciate it if you would give her the letter. And he did. And in my comment to him, I was not all that delighted still with the letter. I'm not sure why, what bothered me there either. And I didn't do much with computers, or I would have had copies of everything, which is too bad. And his response is the letter that I have, that he thought that my response was a good one and well-reasoned, or something to that effect, and a very flattering comment that he felt that he had been honored to meet me.
Now that's the letter that you included with the photographs.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's a former Coast Guardman, a boatswain mate first class. Those are tough hombres.